Podcast friends, my name is David Lee, and you are listening to the Inspire Design Create podcast, giving freelance filmmakers a voice, sharing their stories, and connecting the world of cinematography, commercial filmmaking, and starting your own business together. Let's go.
Mic check. It sounds echoey for some reason. I don't know why. Anyways, we are back. This is a brand new podcast episode, so welcome back, friends. Have you ever ate a bunch of like chips and salsa and you have like that aftertaste afterwards? The aftertaste of the afterwards, right? Right now, I just had lunch and had some chips and salsa, and I am experiencing that aftertaste. I should go brush my teeth and all that kind of stuff, which I will do after I record this episode. Why is this important? Probably not even important. But today we are talking about how I shot this Netflix quality .. right? I didn't shoot anything on Netflix. But hopefully the feature film that I did last year may be on a streaming service this year or next year. We will see. They are still in the post-production process, but the film looks good. What I wanted to talk about when it comes to this is the past month or two, I've been getting a lot of, you know, on your YouTube stream. I think I need to bring my microphone up. Is that it? I've been getting, you know, YouTube just recommends stuff to you, even if you just like Google like a dog shampoo, and then all of a sudden you get a bunch of like dog shampoo videos. You're like, okay, right? And through much of my feed, I've been seeing people, filmmakers, YouTubers, whatever, the whole category, right? With the title, I shot this Netflix quality, blah, 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 blah. I shot this A24, like production company. I shot this A24 looking film. And then they go through their like behind the scenes of how they shot it. And they show some clips of the little short film or little spec thing that they did. And it drew my attention because I watched three of them. And one of them was like, I shot this Netflix quality I shot this A24 looking and then the other one was like an iPhone. It was something along the lines of like, was it shot on iPhone? No, I think it was shot like on a FX3 or something like that. But it was like, you know, your cinematography is bad or terrible. You should do this instead. And it was like, I don't even know if I should like share it. Anyways, just look them up and you can watch them yourself. What I wanted to share with you is, number one, again, nothing against any of these people. They are doing what they feel is right and what they feel is correct in some way, shape, or form. So who am I to judge them? But what I can say is that looking at all three of those different instances, that there is a leap and bound between what you believe to be a Netflix quality. Like, let's just define that. What the fuck does that even mean, right? Does your Netflix quality thing mean like the greatest chef on earth, like cooking show? Or does it mean, you know, the super dirty run and gun documentary that was shot on like a C-100 Mark II? Does it mean the Brothers Sons? Fun fact, I have a lot of friends and colleagues who are on the Brothers Sons. I think they're trying to do a petition to renew the season, but anyway, that's a different story. Does it mean the ultra VFX-y Last Airbender remake? What does that mean that I shot a Netflix quality film? You know, and then these videos get like, you know, 70,000 views, 100,000 views because they're clickbaity. Right, why not? You know, the title itself in nature is clickbaity, you know? And then you watch the videos, like the other one that says like, I made this A24 looking film and it didn't look like, it looked fine, you know, it looked fine, nothing wrong with it. But again, it's like, you know, are you saying, you know, your film looks like everything ever all at once? Or, you know, can your film look like, what's another one? The Green Knight, or you know, The Lighthouse, or whatever film you want to throw, whatever title you want to throw out there, you know, so like as content creators, we unfortunately are still in a space where we're just putting out clickbaity shit, and I thought we had progressed beyond that, but apparently not, because now, you know, everyone and their grandmother wants to be a cinematographer. Everyone and their dog wants to be Roger Deakins or Greg Fraser or Adam Arkapaw or Paul Cameron or, you know what I mean? As it is a very exciting and fruitful and adventurous career to partake in, right? If you like visual storytelling, if you like photography and all that. So, you know, me making this episode is like, you know, one, go out and watch those videos out there. You can find at least five of them out there. And take a look at them and decide, you know what? I don't know if this actually looks like a Netflix quality film, or I don't know if this looks like a A24 looking film. And certainly, if you're trying to compare apples and apples, you're like, oh, okay, does this look like Last Airbender? I'm like, not really. You know, it looks sort of like a milky, dirty version of a urban street commercial. Which again, like, that's a look. You know, I know many agencies that like that look because you're selling to, like, you know, Gen Z, you're selling to young kids, streetwear, urban wear, you know, rebel against the system, rebel against the man, and you know, baggy clothes with big chains, and you know, you look like fucking Will Smith back in like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air days or whatever it is, you know, or you look like Run DMC, you know, maybe that's like the new trend or something. So that's a look, right? I'm not saying that any of this is good, bad, great, terrible. If anything, it's more just like, can we just be honest, right? It would be like if I put out a video next week and it says, I made this Netflix quality film, take a look at it. And then I say, oh, you can make a Netflix quality film too. I'm like, no, not really. You know, unless my ass has a IMDb credit on Netflix, or, you know, that's streamed on Netflix, I'm not gonna make a video like that because it doesn't make any sense. You know, now again, that isn't that I'm not trying to bash on anyone's cinematography. I'm like, I should not be one bashing anyone's cinematography. Like, I don't have an Oscar, you know, I don't have an Academy Award. Just a guy that gets paid to make pretty pictures, you know, like many of you out there. But if I can leave you with a note, is like, man, just be honest, you know, like, just be honest with yourself. You know, if you're going to start creating content, a podcast or Instagram reel or whatever it is, like, just be honest and not, like, you know, make clickbaity stuff just to make clickbaity stuff, or because your ego gets inflated when you're like, oh man, this looks like Blade Runner. I'm gonna make a video and say, oh, how to light a scene like Roger Deakins. You're like, no, you're not Roger Deakins, and no, your little, you know, bathroom scene that you filmed in your apartment, you know, doesn't look like Blade Runner at all. You know, maybe elements of it. You know, you have like upstage key, you have negative fill, you have little practical sources, you're shooting on a very clean lens. You know, maybe like the coverage might be the same, but like to say that, you know, if you took a scene like out of Sicario and then you say, oh, you know, this is how you light like Roger Deakins and how to light like Sicario. It's like, no, like, you know, there's a big ass difference between your ability, your experience, and that of Roger Deakins. Like, you're not in the same universe. You know, as much as your ego would like you to feel like you are in the same universe as Fade and Papa Michael and Autumn Durald and Paul Myers and you know, Hoyta and all these amazing cinematographers that we've had for decades, you know. So if anything, I guess this is just a rant. This is just me complaining about the dishonesty that is still on YouTube. But it's like, what are you gonna do? Fuck it. What are you going to do? Right. Who knows? Maybe actually you should go out and make a video that says, how you can also get this shot from Oppenheimer or, you know, something like that. Right. And then we can all click on it. We all fall for the clickbait. And then we all start making some comments and say how shitty this was or how crappy this was. And then we all go back. And guess what? At the end of the day, we all go back to work. We all still doing our corporate videos or music videos or live events or, branded commercial, branded documentary, tabletop food stuff, car stuff, right? We're still doing the same shit, right? So I just thought this would be a funsies, a little episode for all of you guys and girls out there. All right, if you aren't following the podcast, please make sure you're following it on Apple Podcasts as well as Spotify. Please rate the podcast. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know if these, the content I'm putting out as far as the podcast goes is being of service to you, even if it's just entertainment, right? Why not? Then I'll just keep making the entertaining episodes. If you want to save a little bit of money on some new soundtracks, some new sound effects, I'll have a link in the description for 70% off your first year of Audio Pro. Super exciting thing. Again, I think a few episodes before I mentioned that I'm making a filmmaking course. And right now I am just designing like the script, the structure behind it. and I am about like 70% of the way completed. My goal is to have the full script like done by end of March, which is like 2 weeks, and then spend a little bit of time April to refine it, you know, go through maybe 2-3 drafts of it, and then I will start shooting the content May, June-ish. And ideally, I would like to have this episode fully done, or not this episode, the course fully released, available to purchase by fall of this year, 2024. So September, October timeframe. Pricing wise, I have ideas, so I don't want to, you know, say it out there yet, but I do have the two numbers that I'm working with. And also I'll have some like discounts for the first like 7 days that it's released, and obviously some Black Friday stuff and some Christmas deals and things like that. So again, if you are looking at a full course, I'm talking about like how to write a script, how to write a screenplay, how to design a storyboard, whether you are doing commercials or narrative work, short film, long form stuff. You want to know about audio, how to capture audio. You want to learn about blocking. You want to learn about coverage, cinematography. I have a section, a module devoted solely to lighting. You know, my take on lighting, how I light, and how it's supported me in working with brands like Amazon and Toyota and BMW and Genesis and Walmart and blah blah blah, all the fucking people, right? Many people who I think you've also worked with too in your career. Or aspire to, right? And then how to bring it all into post-production, right? The idea is, how do you actually tell a compelling story, whether that be a commercial or a narrative film, right? That's the whole thing, is like, I'm giving you everything that I know in this full-blown course, with the goal of that you don't have to go anywhere else. If you want to, great. If you want to go to film school or look at other people's, what they're putting out as far as courses go, great. The more you can accumulate, the more knowledge you can accumulate, then the more resources and time you can go out and shoot your thing and see if it works. But the goal for this course is like, you should have everything you need in this filmmaking course in order to continue to evolve as a filmmaker, right? And how to tell compelling stories. So I'll keep you updated on that. Other than that, anything else? I'm going to be in Alabama for a week in April. If any of you have been to Alabama, please let me know what the hell I should be prepared for. Says I've never been to Alabama. Been to Georgia. As far as South goes, yeah, I've never been to Alabama. So let me know what I should be aware of. And I will catch you guys in the next podcast episode.